This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It looks like voters in two Colorado cities have approved tax measures to slow down climate change and protect against wildfires. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
Unofficial results show Boulder voters are overwhelmingly supporting an updated climate tax that raises over $2.5 million more each year to make homes more energy efficient and reduce wildfire risk. Jonathan Cohen is the city's director of climate initiatives.
You know, a plurality of our respondents wanted the city to know that addressing the impacts of climate change is one of the most important issues facing the city of Boulder.
A ballot measure to increase taxes in Boulder County by $11 million for wildfire mitigation is also likely to pass. And in Denver, voters appear likely to let the city keep additional revenue from a sales tax increase for climate initiatives. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Election workers participated in a Colorado tradition yesterday, the post-election exchange of ballots between counties. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on the effort to help people's votes get to the right destination.
Each year, thousands of voters put their ballot envelopes in drop boxes that aren't in their home county. So after Election Day, election workers from Front Range counties congregate in person to make what's called a swap. Lucille Wanagama is with Denver's elections office. She says thousands of ballots exchanged hands this year, and it's all tracked on paper.
Always want to make sure that we have a log of where any of these ballots are because they're precious to us, right? We don't want any of them to go missing or anything like that.
The ballots are then taken back to their proper county and counted like all the others. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A very close race in Colorado's new 8th congressional district is decided for Democrat Yadira Caraveo. She will be the first Latina to represent Colorado in Congress. In District 3, the vote counting continues with incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert trailing Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. The latest tally has the candidates separated by fewer than 100 votes. In Denver and along the Front Range, a sunny day, a chance for snow this evening, highs in the 40s today and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.